USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Federal Reserve is cutting a key interest rate by a half a percentage point in an emergency response to the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak. The surprise move coming after G7 leaders held a conference call to discuss the outbreak globally. Their statement did not indicate any immediate action, but this cut by the Fed brings the interest rate down to between 1 and 1.25%. At least 9 people are dead after tornadoes strike the Nashville, Tennessee area just after midnight local time, when most people, like this man, were sleeping.
The last thing I remember was both my windows simultaneously, like, basically exploding,
yeah,
and just glass going everywhere, and then I sprinted over to my dad's room and we hid downstairs.
Nashville fire officials estimating as many as 40 buildings have collapsed. Residents are also dealing with downed power lines and a lot of storm debris. And this is USA Radio News.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise. But I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Pope Francis does not have the COVID-19 coronavirus. He is still ill, but an Italian newspaper reports he tested negative for coronavirus, that word coming just days after the pontiff announced he was skipping a Lenten retreat for the first time since his election. He also called off most of his audiences and other activities last week. Votes are being cast in 14 Super Tuesday states today. Bernie Sanders leading in the biggest states. Elizabeth Warren cast her vote in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
I'm here today because I believe in you. I believe in an America where every single person has value.
Former Vice President Joe Biden now has new momentum after winning the South Carolina primary on Saturday and picking up 3 new endorsements from former rivals Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg, and Tom Steyer. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Apple is settling a lawsuit that accused the company of intentionally slowing down older iPhones. The company will pay up to $500 million after a California judge approved that settlement yesterday. Apple denied the allegations of trying to get people to buy new phones or buy new batteries while it slowed down the older models, but executives did say they want to avoid more legal bills, so they're willing to settle. The iPhones covered by the settlement include the 6, 6 Plus, 7, and 7 Plus. Owners of those models could get at least $25 a phone. NASA is now accepting applications for future astronaut positions. It's the first time in over 4 years that NASA has advertised for applicants, and they say they're now looking for talented people to join them in what they call a new era of human exploration. Applications will be accepted till the end of this month. And a guitar with connections to members of the Beatles worth a lot of money. On BBC's Antiques Roadshow, the guitar was valued at about $500,000. The guitar first belonged to John Lennon. Lennon then gave it to George Harrison, who then gave it to its current owner. You can find us online anytime. We have a newly designed website, in fact, at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.